Holden has this marvelous tradition of being very informal, and once we get used to that, it's nice. It really is, and we hang loose, and we take things as they go, and if there's a fire alarm during this, then we'll all go out and do that and come back if it's a false alarm again. The program of music tonight is a very diverse one, and it's meant to involve you people in a lot of singing. Hymn singing is my favorite thing in the whole world, and tonight is built around the church year. And we're going to start with a hymn from the Advent season. One of the themes, or the yearly theme for this year at Holden is treasure in earthen vessels, and that has to do with exploring and celebrating the contraries in life. And the church year itself celebrates that very thing, not only from one season to the other, but even within each season you will find themes that have to do with contraries. So we're going to have a hymn sing that also uses a lot of music for piano primarily, and then also cello and flute, and we'll have a singer. I want to thank people ahead of time so I don't forget to do that. Phyllis Stonebrook has choreographed four of the pieces that we'll be doing, and she did that in just 24 hours notice, and has enlisted the help of Bert Bokern and also my daughter Maya to be doing some of the dancing, and she will announce those things as we get to them. Andy Nelson is on staff here, and he will be playing his cello on some of these things. Carol Tomer is the Holden Village pastor, and she'll be playing her flute. Lynn Trigested, my wife, will sing two things. She will introduce the second one. And then also, and last but not least, the Ad Hoc Holden Choir, which will be singing at the very end and helping us with the final closing hymn. And this Ad Hoc Choir has been a joy, and we have wonderful tenors. You just wait till you hear them. But let's begin now with the season of Advent, and we're going to look at hymn number 29, Comfort, Comfort Now My People. It's almost a pity that this hymn is in the Advent section because it's so good for any time during the year. When you look at the text as we do them, you will see that we are always in need of that word, go tell of peace. Comfort those who sit in darkness, for we are in the midst of darkness and light simultaneously much of the time. The pattern for tonight will be introducing various stanzas of the hymns with various chorale preludes based on these hymns. And so for this first one, I'm going to play a set of variations by the German composer Georg Böhm. He was a rough contemporary of J.S. Bach. I'm going to play seven variations. I'll introduce each stanza that you sing with two variations, and then I'll close it with one. So I'll play two, you sing stanza one, I'll play two, sing stanza two, etc. And listen for the melody in the piano part. It's there. Sometimes it's hidden, but it's there. So it's fun to do that. Also listen to how the piano part will pick up certain themes that you'll find in the texts. So we'll begin with Comfort, Comfort Now My People. Thank you. Thank you. Next, we move to Christmas, and it's the children's favorite time of year. And some of the dancing that you will see will convey that joy. But even in the time of Christmas, there is some contrary, and you will see that in the dancing too. We will sing stanzas from hymn number 51, "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come." And Phyllis Stonebrook will introduce those and chat a little bit about the dances and the interpretations that they're doing. The composers represented are two 20th century German composers, Ernst Pepping for the first three and Helmut Wolche for the fourth.
The first piece that we're going to dance is really based on verse number one from hymn 51. "From heaven above to earth I come to bring good news to everyone. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to all the world and gladly sing." You will see in this little tiny thing that we're doing my version of the good news. A lot of clapping of hands as if we're really ringing the cymbals, as it were, and gestures of sending the good news out. This is danced with me by Bert Bokern, and when we complete it, we'll sing, that is, you all will sing, verses 1 and 2 of hymn 51. What is really verse number 3. This is the Christ, God's Son Most High, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be, and from all sin will set you free. The images that came to me were really those, and of course this happened in listening to the music also, the images of Mary and Joseph carrying the babe. And in one section of this piece, you will see both Mary and Joseph experiencing some anguish because there's perhaps a premonition that they know what is going to happen to this beautiful child. And of course, there is that sad and bitter cry in the verse itself. Thank you. third one is based on the sixth stanza, and that has to do with the shepherds. And I just took the image of the shepherds, and you will see Maya and me strolling through whatever we're strolling through and seeing the star and being somewhat frightened by it, maybe a little bit, and then finally just absolutely delighted that we know what that star is. One that all three of us are going to do is really based on number 13, but we'll ask that you sing both 13 and 14 at the end. And this is really no longer angels in my feeling about the piece. We are now three people who are just ecstatic about the news and about our hearts leaping with joy, and we can't keep our voices silent. You'll see a few gestures of kind of sending the voice out into space, and we're singing that wonderful, joyous angel cradle song. Oh, she's already over there.
Thank you.
Martin Luther wrote that hymn, From Heaven Above, for his family, and it's conjectured that he had the children do it as a Christmas pageant. And you might consider doing this in your own parishes, and we've shown you an example of a part of what that might look like. There are 14 stanzas. Martin Luther wrote 15, and I don't know why the LBW left one out, but they did. But there are all kinds of things you can do. You could build a whole program around that wonderful hymn. Now we are going to the season of Epiphany, and we are going to sing hymn number 76. This certainly has been one of the favorite chorales since its writing. And this is evidenced by the great number of chorale preludes and choral pieces based on this hymn. We're going to do only one short chorale prelude, a beautiful piece from Denmark, written in the late 19th century by the composer Niels Gade. And then I would ask you to sing stanza number 2 after we play this. And the piece that Andy and I are going to play is an organ piece. And Andy's going to play the melody on the cello, which is then surrounded by these lovely, lush harmonies that you'll hear in the piano. Thank you. Now we turn to the season of Lent, and we will sing hymn number 117, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Here again is a hymn that has hundreds and hundreds of chorale preludes and choral pieces based on this. Some of the pieces that you'll hear are based on the rhythm that you see in hymn number 116. It's the same tune, but it's the rhythm that is more closely associated with the original. However, we will sing 117, which is more familiar to us. And we're going to do all four stanzas of this hymn. The first prelude will be a short piece by Johann Gottfried Walther, who was a contemporary of Bach. And then the next two by Johann Pachelbel, famous nowadays for his Pachelbel's canon. And then the fourth one will be a beautiful chorale prelude by Johannes Brahms. And Brahms turned to the organ at the very end of his life for the composition of 11 chorale preludes that were dear to him, and O Sacred Head was one of those. And on that fourth one, Andy will play his cello. And so after each chorale prelude, sing a stanza.
Thank you.
we meet the extreme contrary in God dying, and then the contrary of death to resurrection. We will sing two stanzas of hymn number 143, "Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, Please Stand." Now for Pentecost, Lutherans don't seem to know what to do with Pentecost, and we're going to do a hymn that probably most of you don't know, and perhaps that's an example of that. However, it's one that it's worth learning, it's beautiful, it's been with our tradition for hundreds and hundreds of years, and we're going to do some variations by the 20th century French composer Maurice Duruflé, and for this we'll use both a flute and a cello in addition to the piano to help out to play some of the notes that the organ can play but that the piano can't. This is a hymn that is often associated also with ordination, and for good reason. We pray, of course, for the Holy Spirit to come to be with the ordinand and for the whole congregation. And if you're ever involved in planning an ordination, you could at least look at this hymn as a possibility. We're going to do it in unison as it was originally done. And if you grope for the notes, that's okay. Try to feel the Spirit as we do it. And we will start, this is hymn number 472. As Carol's getting ready, I will explain how we'll do this. I will sing stanza one so that you hear it, and then the instruments will play a variation, and then you will sing stanza two, etc. We'll follow the normal pattern. However, stanza five will follow immediately on stanza four. So I'll sing one, then you sing two, three, and then four and five together.
Anointing Spirit art.
while that fills the cycle of the church year, we go until we die, and we even have contraries in death, and that is that when we die, we live. And while we live in this life, we see as though through a mirror dimly, and then after that, face to face. And so we walk in this life with Jesus, and we walk into the next hand in hand with Jesus. We will hear now Bach's aria, Bist du bei mir, If Thou Be Near. It will be sung in German, so I will read the English. If thou art near, gladly I'll follow to death and to my eternal rest, to death and to my eternal rest. If thou art near, gladly I'll follow to death and my eternal rest. Ah, what delight were such a dying! I feel upon my eyelids lying thy tender hands with comfort blessed. Ah, what delight were such a dying! I feel upon my eyelids lying thy tender hands with comfort blessed. If thou art near, gladly I'll follow to death and to my eternal rest. Now Lynn will sing.
Hate to break the mood, but we feel we owe Paul Bowe something in a little lighter mode
to say goodbye to him. So David and I had a little fun today with an old favorite. Some of you will recognize it. It's Almost When You're Away by Victor Herbert. Not quite.